Cancers, this is your Summer of Love 2019 reading, but also just I wanted to tell you that there is an introduction that I'm sharing with everyone before this, the beginning of your reading. So listen to that first. Then it's going to jump. So there are like three segments, and then it's jumping into your reading for the summer. But I just wanted to give you a heads up. These intros are not going to be for every single episode moving forward. That's just for this one because it's the first time you're ever listening to this podcast. I want to see how it goes. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Hey, Test. Hi, this is Drunk Tarot. This is the podcast. Trying something new right now. I don't know if it's going to work. You know, if you have been following Drunk Tarot for a minute now, I want to say thank you because I know that it's really hard to, you know, get in where you fit in, especially in this digital space. So this is kind of for everybody. Some of you guys have discovered me on YouTube. I think I started YouTube. I'll be honest with you. I started the YouTube channel. I've always been in tarot. But I started the YouTube channel because my actual job is marketing, is social media, paid advertising, marketing, creative, all that stuff. And I needed an outlet because I was so over marketing. I was so over just the clowns out there making a shitload of money by going viral, to be honest with you, by just capturing their audience, their tribe, and really just pushing forward with a gimmick and a get-rich-quick scheme and whatever they had. And they did well. And some of them, you know, there's even in the tarot sphere, there's, you know, readers out there who have a shitload of followers. And I'm not hating. This is just like, I was interested in how they were able to do it, but they looked like shit, but their bathrooms weren't clean, but their office space was like hectic. Like it was just, they're coughing on the microphone, all this stuff. And I found it interesting. And, you know, you have to remember that there are so many different platforms out there. And one of them that I had not yet spent too much time on was YouTube, but because of the nature of what I do for a living, I had to acquaint myself with it. And so I was like, well, I'm into, you know, tarot and I'll give it a shot. I wasn't actually looking to turn it into anything other than maybe a little bit of therapy after a breakup. Maybe that was it. Maybe that was just a little escape for myself and a way to sort of ease my heartache, but to also help anybody else out there. Because I know what it feels like to go through a breakup and want someone to do your tarot cards and want to know if your ex is going to reach out, and I know what that's like. So I decided that I wanted to be like a part of maybe the healing of myself, but also to let other people know. That's why I have my little tongue-in-cheek attitude you know, if you ask about your ex, I'm going to yell at you, that kind of energy. But I guess if you've listened to me for a while, if you follow me on Instagram, any of that stuff, you know that I'm, you know, pretty private. I don't show myself. And I definitely have an irreverent attitude when it comes to the community, air quotes. And I mean that with love, no disrespect, but also very, you know, cheeky, irreverent attitude about the whole thing. So you've seen me do YouTube, you've seen me have a website. I had that website up for a second. You know, all that shit takes a lot of work, and I have a real job. Not that this is not a real job, this is just not my job, but I still enjoy it. There's something about it that I still really enjoy. I don't know what it is. I don't know what I get out of it. There are times when I shuffle the cards and I feel nothing, you know, for them. There's no, they're not charged, as they say. And then I had a Patreon account because I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. I'll just, you know, say, hey, $5, give me some money. I'll do your cards. But then even then I wasn't really getting anything out of it. And my career trajectory has gone up, but in a weird, like jagged angle to the left, which I wasn't prepared for. So that's interesting. And, you know, part of, my gig is I have to go to these like, just conventions, and I have to kind of rub elbows with people and network. And one of the things that, they talked about, and I think I mentioned to you guys that I do have another, page on Instagram, and it's called Good Good Marketing. I'm going to change that because I also started today a podcast called The Data Driven Creative. And if you want to run your own business, if you're interested in boosting your social media marketing, or you know, getting into the world of marketing yourself and getting more business and traffic for your business, you can listen to that podcast and also follow Good Good Marketing, because I'm going to change it to Data Driven Creative. But I also felt like, and then you guys remember I had a Patreon account for Drunk Tarot, like, oh yeah, subscribe and you can get this and that. You know, it's just me sort of testing out the waters, testing out different platforms and different ways to I guess, let off steam, like just vent a little bit and do something that I find entertaining. And it's no different for me. And I don't, again, don't mean any disrespect to the community out there, but it's my canasta. It's my old lady thing. It's my little, you know, it's me playing shuffleboard. It's just a thing that I do, which again, does not make it any less accurate because it's not my full-time job. It doesn't make it any less meaningful if it resonates with you, because, you know, I don't prioritize this and I didn't sage the fucking microphone, you know. But if you want to listen to me, you like my style, then this is the podcast for you. And I'm going, you know, I don't think it's necessary for you guys to see the cards. You guys will hear me shuffling the cards. You're either with it or you're not. You know what I mean? You either trust that I'm the fucking realist out there, or you don't. It doesn't matter to me. But I'm going to try this month. And I know on Instagram, I announced that I was going to be giving everyone their sexual healing. I was going to tell you what was coming up for every single sign for the summer, your summer love for every sign. And I'm going to do that here. And the reason I'm going to do it here is because if I do it on Instagram, on IGTV, it only gives me 10 minutes. It takes fucking forever to load, and I'm not down with that. And it's just more convenient for me. And I do believe that if you're listening to the podcast, it's an enjoyable thing to just drive around and listen to it versus you feeling as if you have to watch someone shuffle with their fucking acrylics on screen. Like, come on. So that's the introduction that I'm going to share with everybody. And if you're if you're listening to this, then thank you for listening. Thank you for staying with me. I know that Instagram, and between Instagram, YouTube, Patreon, my website, all my shenanigans, I know it seems like I'm not focused on one platform for one particular audience. And that's because I'm not. I'm focused on me, and what I like to do. And this is what I like to do. And I want to share it with you. So yeah, this is the intro for your podcast. Hopefully, you know, this resonates. I'm going to try to keep them around 30 minutes for each sign so that you just get the whole thing. And I'm going to, you know, talk story and, you know, be sweet like cupcake, and just hopefully you're into it and that you have a safe drive. You focus on, I'm assuming you're driving. I'm assuming you're in your least vehicle right now. I'm just kidding. I'm assuming you're on your commute, you're chilling, you're relaxing. Maybe you're smoking a little doobie and you like the smooth styling vocal sound of Drunk Tarot. All right. Talk to you soon. Here comes your horoscope, your tarotscope. Get ready. Get ready for the D. Bye.
Hey, Cancer. I'm okay. Good morning. Whatever. Hello. Hello, Cancer. This is a different vibe from the other. I'm trying a bunch of different things. So the different signs are getting different styles of podcast just for right now until I settle on a style that I enjoy the most. I'm house sitting for a friend right now. So the first few episodes that I recorded ended up being in my sweaty ass office at home. And today I decided I was going to go to the gym. I went to the gym. I go to a bougie gym, by the way, real fancy like gym. And I did that early in the morning. I'm an early bird by nature. I'm naughty by nature. And I went to the gym, where there is this super fucking fine dude. He's giving me the heebie-jeebies, but we'll talk about that later. Anyways, on the way home, I said, okay, I'm going to stop off at my friend's house, came here. So it's a different setup. The acoustics in here, I think, are a lot better. I forgot, you know, there's like this foam filter thing that you put in front of the microphone so the puh-puh-puh doesn't hurt your ears. I forgot that. So if that happens while you're driving, you are not being shot at. It's my lips. It's the microphone. I apologize in advance. Hey, I wanted to make a mention about a couple of people that I follow on Instagram. I like how I say, hey, like I'm going to interrupt you right now. Hey, I know you're in the middle of talking while you're listening to this podcast. Hey, real quick, let me interrupt you so I can continue talking. Maybe 2 weeks ago, I went up to this museum in Pasadena, and it was like botanical gardens, really beautiful, right? Really gorgeous, historic. You know, Pasadena is where they have the Rose Parade. They have the Rose Bowl. So roses are the theme in this town. And I went up there because there was like 122 acres of like roses and just gardens and all that stuff. It was great. It was great. They got a library up there. It's great. It's real great history. Anyways, the point is, it was a good time, but I felt emotionally drained after that day for a variety of reasons. But I don't know what it was, and maybe my work, whatever. I'm like spilling all my beans here to you guys. But anyways, I had to take a seat the next day and just really disconnect and detach. And this is a podcast or a channel or whatever I do, Drunk Tarot. And you're part of that community where they talk about, you know, rest, restoration, relaxation, meditation, calming your energies, replenishing all the compassion that you give to other people and, you know, taking care of yourself. That's sort of the community that this, I guess, podcast or this genre falls under. It's all well and good, but I don't go to camps. I don't go to retreats. I don't do that stuff. I don't like to kumbaya with people, and which is probably why I gravitated so much to that one channel. I think a lot of you guys follow it. It's called F This Meditation, and the woman's name, I'm pretty sure it's Liza, not Lisa, but it could be Liza or Lisa, Liza with a K, who runs it, I think. Anyways, so I just wanted to send a special shout out and thank you to her because I actually, that day, I don't know, I was scrolling through Instagram and I came across her page again and I just sent her, and I don't send people DMs. I don't reach out to people. I'm very closed off. So I sent her a DM and I was like, is that what the kids are saying? I sent her a DM or I messaged her, sounds a little more adult. So I messaged her and just kind of vent. I don't know her. You know, I've never read her book. I never picked up anything from her. I just like I like her page. I like the pink. I like the color pink. And so I reach out to her and I say, you know, I don't know why I'm reaching out to you, but I just feel like venting. I had a shit sort of energy depletion day. And now I'm sitting here at Ruby's. I went to fucking Ruby's at an outlet mall in the middle. It was like 10 o'clock in the morning. I had my laptop, I had my music playing, and I ate a cheeseburger and fries and a Coke with no ice, like a milkshake or something. Anyhow, I just started venting to her on Instagram for no reason at all, which I felt like an energy vampire when I did that, because anyone who gives a service away when it comes to tarot, readings, anything like that, just, you know, meditation, like the whatever the thing is. Unfortunately, the reality is, and I think, you know, and I'm not hating on anybody because it's just the nature of the beast, but people will typically reach out and just start asking for free shit. They'll just start asking for a reading. They'll just start, and I'm not, you know, anyone who's listening who might have reached out to me in the past, this is not to anybody. This is just, it's part of the game. It's part of how it goes. So this is not throwing shade on anyone or anything like that. But I didn't want to do that to this person in particular, just because I really do admire her page and everything like that. So I went ahead and said, I was having a shit day, blah, 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 blah. And I, you know, I entered it how drunk tarot do. And I was like, anyways, thanks for listening. Sorry for bothering you, blah, 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 blah. I didn't expect anything. And that is, I think, the key is when you just don't expect anything, because then you get more than you've ever expected. She responds to me with the longest, most heartfelt energy message I've ever like experienced from a stranger on the internet ever since the dawn of the internet age. So that was a really cool feeling. Not only that, and I don't know if I should be even saying this, and if I get in trouble, you know, my apologies, but she gave me her fucking number, like reach out to me anytime. Now, this could have been like a business number. Maybe it's a number to a fucking call center. I don't know. Maybe it's a number to sign up for a PDF ebook. Who knows? But it's all good either way. But I just thought it was really a cool gesture, and you don't see that a lot. So when we're talking about like authenticity on, you know, online and stuff, and what makes your site popular or what makes you popular, motherfuckers out there are sophisticated most of the time. And they can tell when there are bots. They can tell when something's inauthentic. They can tell when someone's just fucking talking that jive, trying to sell something. And they can tell when someone's being real. And so I think that is the key. Number one, if you're, you know, you yourself, you have a tarot channel or you're trying to do some shit, you're trying to sell something on Etsy, be real. So that was a really cool experience. And I want to say thank you to her. I don't think she's a Cancer or anything, so I don't know if she's listening to this, but if you spread the word, if you talk to her, I don't know if you're, you know, share her this, whatever. But that was really cool. I really appreciated that. And I know that this is the Cancer's tarot read, so I'll get into it. I'm already 8 minutes in. I know you guys are like, damn, get to my reading already. I'm getting there. Hold on. Maybe I should save this for another plot. Anyways, let's just keep going, because I already shuffled your cards, Cancer. And I know you're like, oh my God, I'm pulling into work right now and you're just getting to my reading. I give to the needy, not the greedy. Mm-hmm, that's right. Never gonna get it. So, all right, let's go. So that was like a feel good energy I had in the past couple of days, and I haven't had a chance to actually respond to her. So I wanted to do it now. Thank you for that energy. And I just think that, you know, you guys, the more you give, the more you get. And the less you expect, the more you get all the time, right? And that is proofs right there. It's just good vibes all the way around. You can't bottle that shit and sell it. You can't. Anyway, shut up, drunk child. Just do your fucking reading. I'm having iced coffee. Sorry if you heard that. Sorry. Oh, no, I'm not sorry. Because if you're into ASMR, that was me drinking iced coffee. What's coming through for the Cancer energy? Summer of love. Cancers, what can you expect for the summer of love? I'm truly working on not, I don't smoke or anything like that. So I'm working on not having a vocal fry. I want to have a nice voice for you guys so it doesn't grate on your ears. What's coming through for Cancers? Cancer energy and love. Cancer energy and love for summer 2019. What's the story for Cancers? And if you're in a committed relationship, this just take this as you will, but it doesn't necessarily apply to anyone in committed, happy relationships. And this is not a general energy. So this is really, truly, strictly dickly. It's for anyone looking for love. Ooh. Ooh. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. Okay. So Cancers, this summer right now, you got the King of Cups in reverse. You got the Star card. You got the Four of Swords. You've got the Death card, and you got the Two of Cups. So right now the energy kicking off, or in the middle, we're in July right now, kicking off the energy. There is a little bit of emotional upheaval, emotional imbalance for some of you Cancers out there, or you're dealing with another water sign. This is so, if you're a Cancer and you're dealing with another water sign, there is emotional instability
either you feel it or the other person feels it, and it's rubbing off on you because Cancers are moody as fuck. You get the Star card here, and I want you to know that the path is illuminated. The path is finally coming into view. You're able to see kind of where you're going, what you want to do emotionally. Maybe you're feeling a little insecure, Cancer, between you and your loved one, a potential loved one. Someone could be at a distance. Maybe you and your person are taking a break this summer. I think that if somebody was feeling reserved or separated from you, this person is, whatever they're going through or whatever you yourself you're going through, that energy is going to end very quickly. You get the Death card. So some of you Cancers are dealing with a Scorpio. But I think that the level of insecurity and confusion within a relationship, maybe there's some unanswered questions, some of you guys, maybe someone went on a trip without you and you had to stay behind, or that, you know, or vice versa. That separation was necessary to take a break. It was almost like, let's take a break. Let's step away from this. The good news is you get the Two of Cups. So if you, whatever issues you and your loved one have had, that it doesn't, you know, that's, you know, those are the fucking breaks. Like, it's the name of the game of love, and you'll recover nicely. I think you're supposed to be with this person. So if you're with someone right now, okay, I'm going to keep going for the single singles. Single singles is what I want to focus on, but can't help it. You know, most Cancers are, if a Cancer has decided to be in a relationship, they're fucking in the relationship. I've never seen a Cancer who was like dipping in and out of relationships, and they're pretty monogamous creatures. I like how I called you guys creatures. I think of crabs. I think of creatures. I think of putting you guys in a bucket, frying you up. Delicious. Boiled crabs. So if you're in a committed relationship or any monogamous relationship right now, you're not, you know, playing the field. You're like, this is it. You know, lobsters and foxes mate for life, right? So, but you're not a lobster. I'm just using that as an example. Just, it's a crustacean. Just go with it. All right. So I do see that there was a period of someone having to take a break, needing a rest. I see that the path is illuminated where there was confusion. Just keep going down the path you were on, that you're on together with your partner, because it'll be fine. There are just insecurities. I wanted to say misgivings, but not really misgivings. There's just insecurities. But Cancers typically have insecurities emotionally when it comes to stuff like that. Is it going to work out? Will you still love me tomorrow? That kind of stuff. It's fine. I like how I'm like just poo-pooing your emotions. It's fine. It's fine, Cancer. Shut up. It's fine. Okay, and then you've got like the Two of Cups here. So if you just recently met a Scorpio, that is a really good union. So to answer anyone's question out there, yes, you are in the union you're supposed to be in. There will be ups and downs, or I think you've recovered from a recent depression or downwind, or not downwind. You've recovered from a recent fart. Okay, so Two of Cups. Okay, let's keep going and see what's coming up for single. If you're a single Cancer and you've got your eyes out there, first of all, you need to get out of your insecurity. And I know I'm being all rough with you right now. You need to get out of that. You need to shake it off, Cancer. But truly, you need to just kind of come out of your shell a little bit. Get it? Shell. These are not going to stop. None of these are going to stop, these Cancer jokes. Get out of your shell a little bit. Don't hide so much. You know, the Four of Swords is rest and getting some R&R, but I also feel like that's the hermetism as well. And Cancers are like, you guys wear your houses on your backs. So it's very difficult for you to leave your house. okay. What's going on for single Cancers looking for love? You got the Two of Cups there. What's the Two of Cups all about? Yeah, you got, okay. So there is another water sign for you, but there's also obviously a fire sign. And I say obviously because
Cancers typically link up with fire signs. It's a King of Wands, but he's in reverse. So if you're a single Cancer, just know that your vision right now in terms of your dating life could be short-sighted. You definitely have a type. You definitely want to be with a certain kind of person, but you can't be short-sighted. The King of Wands in reverse is someone who has a lack of vision, who's lost vision, and who's lost their sights on like a long-term goal. I also think that you could possibly be around someone who has a fire energy about them, and they could be acting pretty cocky. Someone around you is acting egotistical, kind of cocky. They're in your immediate path. Sagittarius. There's a Sagittarius around you, that's for sure. A Sagittarius is coming around you. You're needing to show some kind of patience. You know what? There's a lot of stuff going, a lot of people around you. You got a Sagittarius around you, another fire energy around you, or someone who, forget about the sign, someone who has a little bit of ego. A lot of ego, some egotistical person. They're kind of showing their ass. And they're playing on your insecurities a little bit, Cancer. So I don't know what that's about. The Knight of Pentacles in reverse. So somebody was attracted to you. Someone was coming towards you. You could be dealing with a Capricorn, Cancer. This Capricorn might have checked out. This Capricorn in your life might have decided they wanted to give it their all and they're losing hope. They're losing interest. It falls under the Four of Swords and the Death card. So some of you guys, if you're on shaky ground already with a Capricorn, somebody might be pulling the plug this summer. Be prepared for that. There's that kind of energy happening there too. But let's see. It's the Two of Cups here, energy. Let's see what that's, I still want to know what that's about. Single Cancers. So, okay, some of you Cancers are waiting to hear from a lover at a distance. Some of you guys have someone that you're, this is your twin. Here we go. I'm having a tricky time with this, with these, the verbiage, the terminology. There is like an element of a twin flame, soulmate person. And one thing I have to remind you guys of is just because someone is your twin flame or soulmate does not mean you're supposed to be with them. So if you were with someone who was your twin flame or soulmate and they're a Capricorn perhaps or an earth sign, it doesn't matter the sign, and they're seeming to check out from you, they might be very well checking out from the relationship and checking out from being with you. However, they could also just be leaving you in limbo and forcing you to wait. And rather than you yourself pull the trigger on a situation, I think that they are actually just like, well, it'll work itself out. I'm not going to say anything. You know, you don't make a move. I don't make a move. Don't start nothing. Won't be nothing. And there's an energy of them just waiting on you to fucking make a move. And you're like, well, I'm waiting on you to make a fucking move. And now you guys are just stuck there circling the fucking drain. I don't know why I'm laughing. I just had a visual of something circling a drain. So it's kind of a painful situation for some of you Cancers out there. But let's keep going. Yay. All right. You've got the Five of Pentacles, and you guys all know what that card is all about. You got it's snowing, it's cold, you got someone on crutches, old lady in rags, everyone's barefoot, they're outside, it looks like they're outside of a church. Not a good look for love, that's for sure. So it almost looks like, I mean, these are supposed to be positive readings. Now, mind you, this is for singles. Singles are in, you know, sort of like shaky ground with a relationship. This is not, I already gave the couple Cancers their read. So, and that was solid because you got the Two of Cups there. But when it comes to single mingling, dating, all that stuff. I feel like there's something happening. For the Cancers who are dealing with a Capricorn specifically, but also for the Cancers who are dealing with an Earth sign, I think there's a lot of a loss of vision, a loss of long-term. You know how they say, like, relationships, committed relationships, it's a marathon, not a sprint. For some people, the marathon's over. Okay, so just be aware of that. Let's keep going. For some of you guys who are dating or are involved with a Sagittarius, I think that they made an investment somewhere and they fucking blew it. So that's making you like question, like, am I with the right person? I can't be with you if you're going to spend all my fucking money. Okay. My fucking nest egg. You know, I'm a Cancer, so I like to put all my money hidden in a fucking sock under my mattress. And if you're going to go digging in there, spending all my money, we got a problem. So that's kind of that issue that's happening. Someone doesn't want to be in a traditional relationship. This summer, you're going to find yourself, some of you Cancers might find yourself in a non-traditional relationship. I don't think it's on the up and up. Something about it is a little off. Maybe there's a little bit of a secret there, but I think it's going to be okay. Some of you guys are dealing with a bald-headed dude. Someone doesn't have any hair or is going bald. It's turning into an issue for some reason. Page of Cups in reverse. Nobody wants to communicate first. If you're dealing with somebody, Scorpio, Capricorn, someone doesn't want to be the first to communicate their feelings. They're being extra reserved. Okay, so what's your advice this summer? If you're a single Capricorn, now pretend none of these storylines apply to you, Cancer. If you're a single Cancer and you're looking for love, what exactly do you have to do this summer to activate that love? What does a Cancer have to do this summer to activate love? You got the High Priestess. That is a great card. The High Priestess is saying, okay, you know how they say that there's that band, the head and the heart. There's always that battle with the head and the heart. Your job is to listen to your heart, okay? Which is difficult because between the Scorpio and the Pisces and the Cancer is the most pragmatic, logical of the water signs. So it's difficult for you. And people will disagree. They'll say, no, Cancers are the moodiest. We're getting Cancer season. Everybody fucking crying. I disagree. Cancers are extremely sensitive, but you have to remember there's an exoskeleton there. So the exterior is extremely tough. Their interior is a pile of, you know, emotions. So while to the external world, you guys are looking really, really tough, like nothing can hurt you. We all know you cry yourself to sleep, but it's important to know that our weaknesses can also be our strengths. So right now, the High Priestess is indicating that for the summer, if you're looking for love, listen to your heart. It is okay to wear your heart on your sleeve. If you have a crush on someone, you know, wink a little bit. Give them a little wink, winky, winky poo. Flirt a little bit. Show some emotion. So show some vulnerability. I know that right now we're in the middle of the vulnerability culture, which I think is pretty cheeseball because then it turns, because I think there's many people who are like against the vulnerability culture because then it turns into fucking wine culture. And by wine, I don't mean rosé, bitches. I mean whining. Like, I have so many issues and problems. Hashtag vulnerability is cool. No. There's a difference between being the vulnerability culture and just being vulnerable in a moment of vulnerability. Vulnerability is a moment, not a fucking movement, you guys. So it's okay to have moments. But anyways, don't lead with that. That's lame. So strength is something you want to celebrate, not fucking vulnerability. There's strength in vulnerability. Ugh, anyways, I don't want to get into this right now because I'm going to get all heated. My fucking iced coffee is getting warm now. All right. The High Priestess. This summer, Cancer, what I want you to do is to lead with your heart. Okay? And it's almost like, well, I always lead with my heart. No, you don't. No, you don't. Lead with your heart. If you have a crush on someone, give a little winky poo, flirt a little bit, have a good time, and just, that's it. I feel like I gave you information for what's going on this summer. You've got the Ten of Wands too. So all these stories, storylines that you heard, Cancer, all these elements that you were feeling, allow them to work work through themselves, step away from anyone who is leaning on you too much. You need to free yourself. You need to take some stuff off your plate, and you needed to lead with your heart. Essentially, what I'm saying with these two cards here is that your energy is heavy. You need to lighten the load, lighten your energy. And as lame as this sounds, you need to put a little bit of a pep in your step. And that's the only way that's going to activate and attract the kind of energy and love that you're trying to bring into your life. Do I see anyone coming in for you? I see you guys dealing with a Scorpio, a Capricorn, someone with a big ego. I see you having to pull away from some of these people. And I see a lot of emotional insecurity happening, and that's kind of the holdup here, okay? So this is good for, I guess, the summer, like until the season's over. No exact date. Whenever the season begins to change, we'll start to do your fall energies. So that's it for this episode for Cancers. And just be sure to listen to the other podcasts, even if they're not an actual tarot reading. I'll talk about some good shit that'll help you out, help you live your life better, I think. I don't know. Who knows? Okay. Good luck to you, Cancers. I love you. Talk to you later. Bye.